الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله بالهدى ودين الحق أرسله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في شأن حبيبه في القرآن المجيد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير. الله رب محمد صلى عليه وسلم. نحن عباد محمد صلى عليه وسلم. غوث اعظم بمن بسر اسامہ مدد قبلہ دی مدد کعبہ و امام مدد قادری ابن روی یا غوث اعظم می زنم دم ز شیخ احمد رضا خان قطب عالم می زنم بغید بے بلائے افتاد کشتی ضعیفان شکست را تو پشتی بحق حضرت خواجہ عثمہ حارونی مدد کنیا حضرت خواجہ معین الدین چشتی مدد کنیا حضرت خواجہ معین الدین چشتی مدد کنیا حضرت خواجہ معین الدین چشتی. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. میرے نہایت ہی واجب الاحترام اور علماء کرام و سعادات کرام اور میرے سنی رضوی بریلوی بھائیو بزرگو دوستو ہم عمر ساتھیو، مختصر سے خطبے کے بعد اس سے قبل کے کچھ گزارشات عرض کروں، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ سے دعا ہے کہ اپنے حبیب لبیب رعوف الرحیم کے صدقے و طفیل مجھے حق کہنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے اور ہم سب کو حق سننے کی، سمجھنے کی، قبول کرنے کی اور اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. All praise be to Allah Almighty and infinite salutations and greetings and blessings upon the best of all creation, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed family, his blessed children, his blessed wives, his Ahle Bayti Kiram, and all of his blessed companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers in Islam, alhamdulillah, we are all here today and we have all been here for the past 7 nights in the love of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And these mahafils, these gatherings, these congregations are held for us to increase our bond, our relationship, and our love with Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now the main question here is, how do we increase our love with Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Is it by performing more salah? Or is it by giving more zakah? Is it by reading the Quran? How do we increase our love for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? First of all, what we must realize and understand is any action, any worship, any charity, anything in the deed without the love of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is absolute useless. The main ingredient is love of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our Imam, Ala Hazrat Azim al-Barakat, Mujaddide Deen al-Millat, Hazrat Allama Shah Ahmad Raza Khan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has written that salah without the love of Sayyidina Rasulullah is not salah, it's exercise. It's not salah. Because without the love of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in your heart, there is no iman. فَإِنَّ الْحُبَّ هُوَ الْإِيمَانُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا لَا إِيمَانَ لِمَنْ لَا مَحَبَّةَ لَهُ أَلَا لَا إِيمَانَ لِمَنْ لَا مَحَبَّةَ لَهُ أَلَا لَا إِيمَانَ لِمَنْ لَا مَحَبَّةَ لَهُ. And the love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is not just iman, it is the jaan of iman. Allah ki sarta ba kadam shaan hai ye, insaan nahi insaan, wo insaan hai ye. Quran to imaan batata hai unhe, aur imaan ye kehta hai, meri jaan hai ye. So without the love of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in your heart. Actually, let me rephrase that. Without a heart overflowing with the love of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no iman. Because the doors to iman will only open when your heart is full with the love of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how do we increase? This is not like wealth, that we have a little bit and we need to now top it up and add some more. Or grain, or food, you have a little bit. Iman can only be accomplished once your heart is full with the love of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once your heart is full now you can increase and add. If your heart is not full, if you only half of your heart is full with the love of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's not good enough. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we've all heard the hadith when he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you more than everything else in the world, apart from my own life. Everybody loves their own life. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala said to him, oh Umar, your iman is not complete. And immediately Sayyidina Umar said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than my life. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala said, oh Umar, now your iman is complete. So we must love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love him, and then love him, and then love him, and then love him more. There is no limit to how much we should love the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep on loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep on loving the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam until you get to a stage. Until you get to a stage when somebody mentions the shan of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, your heart starts to tremble in the love of Sayyidina Rasulullah, and your tongue immediately speaks out, زمین و زماں تمہارے لیے، مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے، چنین و چنا تمہارے لیے، بنے دو جہاں تمہارے لیے، دہن میں ہے جان، دہن میں زباں تمہارے لیے، بدن میں ہے جان تمہارے لیے، ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے، اٹھے بھی وہاں تمہارے لیے. When somebody mentions the shan of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, your love should be such that it calls out, سب سے اولا والا ہمارا نبی، سب سے بالا والا ہمارا نبی، اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی، دونوں عالم کا دولہا ہمارا نبی، خلق سے اولیاء، اولیاء سے رسول، اور رسولوں سے اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی. It calls out, ان کی مہک نے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں، جس راہ چل دیے ہیں کوچے بسا دیے ہیں. It should be calling out every single time somebody mentions something at the prophet, about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our heart should tremble. Our heart should be so engrossed in the love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When somebody talks about the blessed face of Sayyidina Rasulullah, our tongue speak out, ہے کلامِ الٰہی میں شمس و دوہا، تیرے چہرہِ نور فضا کی قسم، قسمِ شبِ تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلفِ دوتا کی قسم. When somebody speaks about asking from the blessed court of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our tongues speak out کہ واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہِ بطحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. Our tongues speak out کہ مانگیں گے مانگے جائیں گے، منہ مانگی پائیں گے، سرکار میں نہ لا ہے نہ حاجت اگر کی ہے. Our tongues call out بقار خیش حیرانم، اغسنی یا رسول اللہ، پریشانم پریشانم، اغسنی یا رسول اللہ، شہاب کس نوازی کن، طبیبا چار سازی کن، مریض درد اسیانم، اغسنی یا رسول اللہ. When somebody speaks about the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our tongues call out کہ تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا، تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانہ نور کا. اور it calls out رضا، کیا بات رضا اس چمنستان کرم کی، زہرا ہے کلی جس میں حسین اور حسن پھول. When somebody speaks about the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and our heart longs to be in the blessed court of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he should call out, جان و دل خوش و خیرت سب تو مدینے پہنچے، تم نہیں چلتے رضا سارا تو سامان گیا، بکحف رحمتم پرور زکت میرم منے کم تر سگے درگاہ سلطانم اغسنی یا رسول اللہ. When somebody talks about the love of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our hearts call out کہ کرو تیرے نام پہ جان فدا، نہ بس ایک نام، نہ بس ایک جان، دو جہاں فدا، دو جہاں سے بھی نہیں جی برا، کیا کروں کروڑوں جہاں نہیں. And when somebody talks about the adab of the blessed court of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we call out, رضا کسی سگے طیبہ کے پاؤں بیچوں میں، تم اور آہ کے اتنا دماغ لے کے چلے. And when we fill our hearts with the love of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, now we can talk about action. Now we can talk about how we increase our love with Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now when your heart is full with the love of Sayyiduna Rasulullah, and you open the Quran, and you open the Quran and you read with a heart full of love, and you read with the eyes full of love, and completely engrossed in the Ishq-e-Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam,
You open the Quran Kareem and you say, oh Quran Kareem, tell me, what does the blessed face of my master look like? And you hear the Quran reply to you, what duha? What does the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam look like? The Quran replies, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. What is the blessed sight of the most beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? The Quran replies, مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى. How are the blessed eyes of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? The Quran replies, Alam naj'al lahu aynayn. How are the blessed lips of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Quran replies, Walisanan wa shafatayn. What are the blessed teeth like of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? The Quran replies, Yasin. What is the blessed city like? The Quran replies, La uqsimu bihaza al-balad wa anta hillum bihaza al-balad. What is the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's chest like? The Quran replies, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. The Quran replies, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. What is the blessed remembrance of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam like? The Quran replies, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. What are the blessed attributes of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam? The Quran replies, Bashira, Nazira, Da'iyan ilallahi bi'iznihi wa sirajan munira. What is the blessed travel like of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? The Quran replies, Subhanallazi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjidil harami ilal masjidil aqsa. What is the blessed maqam and the shan of Sayyiduna Rasulullah? The Quran replies, Inna allaha wa malaikatahu يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. What the ulama have prescribed, the one prescription, the one accepted prescription, whether somebody is sinful, whether somebody is pious, the one maqbool amal, the one maqbool wazifa, the one accepted litany, is sending durood of salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's accepted. Let us all recite durood sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we will discuss inshallah durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin ma'adil al-jood wal karam wa alihi wa barik wa sallim salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once said to his companion that today indeed I have seen a very strange sight. I saw one of my followers, one of my ummati, crossing over the pul sirat. He walks, he falls. He crawls, gets up, he falls again. He crawls again. And then he falls right off and he hangs with his fingertips onto the bridge. Pulls himself up and then crawls again. He's struggling. And then suddenly the Durood Sharif which he has recited comes and takes him swiftly across to the other side. The companions ask the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, we have fixed a little bit of time to read Durood Sharif in the day. After we have done our farais and wajibat, you fix a time for us how much we should read Durood Sharif. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said as much as you can. The companion said, what if I make a quarter of my time of the day and I read just Durood Sharif. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that's very good. But if he increases, even better. The companion said, so what if I split my time so I only read Durood Sharif for 50% of my day? Half the day I just put aside for Durood Sharif. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, MashaAllah, that's very good. But if he increases, even better. The companion said, what if after my farais and wajibat, I did nothing else but recite Durood Sharif? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that is enough for all your problems in this world and for your success in the hereafter. All the ulama-i-kiram, all the buzurgan-i-deen have instructed reading Durood Sharif in abundance. People who have problems financially, physically, mentally, at home, at work, there is no better medicine than to recite the Durood Sharif upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what do you get in return? We have a great Imam, Imam Juzuli, alayhi rahmatu ridwan. He compiled a book full of Durood Sharif. And he writes, the reward one gets for reciting Durood Sharif. He says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said that when one person starts to recite Durood Sharif and it leaves its mouth, it goes across the world, through the deserts, through the seas, through the mountains, through the forests, towards the blessed court of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And as soon as it leaves the mouth, it announces to the world, I am the Darood of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, and I am going to the court of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So not only the person who is reciting Durood is being mentioned, his father, his mother are also being mentioned. And Imam Juzuli says, when the Durood Sharif leaves its mouth, it is transformed into a bird. And this bird has 70,000 wings. 70,000 wings. And each of these 70,000 wings has 70,000 quills. Now a quill is when you have a feather. In the olden times when people used to write with the feathers and the ink, the pointed end of a feather is called a quill. So Imam Juzuli says 70,000 wings, and every wing has 70,000 quills. And every one of these quills has 70,000 heads. And every one of these heads has 70,000 faces. And every one of these faces has 70,000 tongues. And every one of these tongues praises Allah Almighty in 70,000 different languages. And all this put together is the reward for the person reciting Durood Sharif once. Let us all recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Ma'adin al-Judi wal karami wa alihi wa barik wa sallim salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah. Another great Imam, Imam Abu al-Abbas Al-Tijani alayhi rahmatu ridwan, he writes in his book Jawahirul Ma'ani Sharif, and he writes the amount of people in the world, the humans, all of the humans in the world in number are 10% of the amount of jinns in the world. And the total amount of people and the total amount of jinns put together are 10% of the land animals of the world. And all these put together are 10% of the birds in the bird kingdom. And all these put together are 10% of the creatures from the sea kingdom. And all these put together are 10% of the angels on this earth. Now, no computer in the world can tell you what figure I'm up to. No computer in the world. All this number put together is 10% of the total number of angels on the first heaven. And all these put together are 10% of the angels on the second heaven, and on the third heaven, and on the fourth heaven, and on the fifth heaven. And all these put together are like a grain of sand in a desert compared to the angels on the seventh heaven. And all these angels put together are like a drop in the ocean compared to the angels, the Malaika Ekursi. And all these put together are just a tiny, weeny, small group compared to the Malaika of the Arsh, which are called the Malaika Hijabati Arsh. A hijab is a veil. Hijabat is the plural. So we have the Malaika of the Hijabati Arsh. How many hijabat are there in the Arsh? There are 6 million hijabat. 6 million hijabat. Between one veil to the other is the distance between the heavens and the earth. And there are 6 million hijabat. And all these put together are like a drop in the ocean compared to the angels which are close to the Arsh-e-Ilahi. And next to the Arsh-e-Ilahi, there are 70,000 rows of angels. And each row of angels has 70,000 columns of angels. And behind every single column of angels, there are another 70,000 angels. And all these 70,000 angels are praising Allah Almighty in different ways. Between the columns of the angels, there are 360 pillars. Each pillar is 60,000 times the size of the earth. Between each pillar, there are 60,000 deserts. And in each desert, there are 60,000 worlds. All this is covered with angels. And the total number of angels we are up to now, Imam Tajani alayhi rahmah says, all send 10 greetings and blessings upon that person who sends durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once. Let us all read durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin adada ma fi ilmi Allahi salatan daimatan bidawama milkillah salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulallah. The best wazifa, the best gift to take from this month is the gift of Durood Sharif. Our tongues should be constantly moist in the constant recital of Durood Sharif. Allah Almighty has commanded us in the Quran. He says, indeed, Allah Almighty and His angels send blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. O you who believe, send durood and salam in abundance upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. It's a direct command of Allah Almighty. And there's nothing more pleasurable to Allah Almighty and Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam than the person who recites the Durood Sharif. It will solve all your problems in this world, and it will solve all your issues in the next world. Allah Almighty, give us the tawfiq and grant us the honor and strength to increase our recital of the Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. May we pass from the world, from this world, whilst in the recital of the Durood Sharif and Kalima Sharif, and may we be raised on the Day of Judgment also reciting the Durood Sharif. And when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam enters on the Day of Judgment, may we stand in the rows behind Allah Hazrat Azim Barakat and recite Mustafa Jani Rahmat Pilako Salam Shem'i Bazme Hidayat Pilako Salam Kyun Raza Aaj Gali Suni Hai Uth Mere Dhum Machane Wale Wama Alaina Illal Balagul Mubin.